Robert Frost, stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake, to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. About this poem, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, was Frost's favorite of his own poems. In a letter to Louis Untermeyer, he called it my best bid for remembrance. On the darkest evening of the year, the winter solstice, which is the 21st of December, he pauses to enjoy the world of the woods, with its peace and solitude, which exists side by side with that other world of people and social obligations. Both worlds have claims on the poet, are established and balanced. A metaphysical interpretation of the poem is that the poet is, in fact, thinking of death, which doesn't seem menacing in this lovely, dark, and deep setting. But he still has the rest of his life to live, the miles to go before I sleep. It reminds me of the many, many wonderful walks I've had in the woods in winter, the tranquility and joy that engulf me every year around this time. Over the holidays, I wish you, dear reader, a peaceful and restful break from all those miles you have gone and planned to go.